And I think we in the building. Good today, Scrap. I'm feeling good today. It's gonna be a good show today, Scrap. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. It's gonna be one of them ones. I'm feeling it in my spirit. Hey. It's gonna be one of them ones today. Hey. It's gonna be one of them ones today. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode of the Opinionated Brothers with your boys Tyler Pie Guy and Cousin Scrap in the building, holding it down for our boy HD. HD is out doing some work, you feel me? But he is definitely here in spirit. I know he misses y'all. I think he might pop in. He might surprise us and pop in, but we'll see. I just want to let y'all know he has definitely been still contributing to the podcast, right? Still sending over topics, still, you know, doing his producing work on the side and everything. So he may not be here on the screen, but he is here. Or maybe y'all can't hear him through your airwaves or your AirPods or whatever you're listening to. But he is definitely here in spirit. But we definitely got myself and Cousin Scrap in the building. Scrap, what we doing? How you feeling, Cousin Scrap? What's going on, big dog?
Man, coming, going home. Shit.
You on the road, right?
Going home. Yeah, man, I'm going home, man. I just went down to Miami, dropped something off, and turned around. I'm going back to the house.
Okay.
And let me just say this. Miami.
Oh, shit.
Miami, listen.
Yes.
I don't know what the fuck or who the fuck told y'all. Well, y'all, these are some non-driving asses. Bro, listen. And then the construction don't make no sense. Like, you know, I'm in the big truck. So at certain turns and shit, you can't be making out there. They got some... Y'all need to fix that shit, bro. Y'all have motherfuckers confused. That's why y'all always got accidents and shit going on,
they got
man.
They got a lot of potholes, crap?
Shit, they got a lot of that.
Oh,
a lot of motherfucking turns. Oh yeah. Wow. The GPS telling your ass to turn right, but the signs say you can't turn right. So now where the fuck I supposed to go? I got to, like, it's just crazy down there, bro. Like, Hialeah. But listen, shit is crazy, bro. Y'all you get that shit together down there in Miami,
we
bro.
We love y'all, Miami. We love everybody that listens to us down there. But y'all get them rolls together. You feel me? Scrap, today we got a good episode. I'm feeling good today. Went to the gym. My whole body hurting. You feel what I'm saying? Leg day was yesterday. Today was chest and arms and my whole body.
Yes, sir.
It's sore.
Yes, sir. Got to get it in.
Sore. My ass is hurting. You feel me? Literally. Like, I can't sit down for real. Like, it hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time you kind of up your weight, everything just start to hurt all over again. You know what I'm saying? You up your weight, everything start to hurt. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just continuously upping my weights, you know, about 5-10 pounds, maybe 15 pounds. And boy, I'm feeling it today. But we here, and we definitely have a good one for y'all today. I'm really excited for this show. We're going to talk LeBron James and, you know, his beautiful nighttime car ride, listening to some good R&B music. A lot of people thought that it was about the team, them losing to Sacramento that night, Scrap. I'm here to tell you that I don't think it was that, Scrap. You know what I'm saying? We'll get into it a little later on the show. No Chill Gil, huh? No Chill Gil.
No Chill
huh?
Gil.
Gilbert, Mr. Arenas, huh?
Yeah.
What you say? It don't matter, huh? What you say? I ain't gonna lie.
Whoa. Whoa.
He said, I ain't gonna lie, Scrap. Whoa. That's what he said. That's what he said.
Oh,
he said, I ain't gonna lie. That's what he said. That's what he said to Swaggy People. We're gonna get into it later on the show. We're gonna talk a little bit about the Black Twitter doc that's coming out on Hulu. LeBron James. I just said that. But we're gonna talk about Glorilla again. She is not only with Joe Biden, but they got the church. You know, you successful, Scrap. When you got the church, you know,
using your lines,
using your music and your lines to minister to the people, right? Because a lot of us have to. A lot of us sit here and say, "You got to meet us where we at," to the pastors in the church and to the church itself. You got to meet us where we at. You got to come. Listen, if I'm meeting you here, you got to meet me here. Right, we got to come together. I think this was a come together moment, right? Listen, I love when pastors do this in the correct way, right? Because you have to do it in the correct way. You can't be all like, you know, preachy about it. You know what I'm saying? But I think he did it in the most entertaining and the correct way. We'll get into it later. We're going to talk a little bit about our MVP and Clown of the Week. And then our topic of the week, Scrap Dilly.
Yeah.
Scrap. This is a question that I'm posing specifically to our black women, Scrap. Specifically to our black women today, this week, whenever you are going to listen or watch this show. Black women, would you go to Dubai and become a porta-potty? Now, I'm going to say that one more time, and while we doing the show, I want you to ponder it. Black women, would you go to Dubai and become a porta potty? We'll get into it as we get through the show. All right, so let's get it right into it. MVP of the week, Scrap. We've been talking about this for a minute. The Freak Nick documentary, Scrap, is coming. It's here. You feel what I'm saying? Thursday, March, what is this? I believe March 21st. March 21st, I believe. I'm looking at my calendar. Yeah, March 21st is when the Freak Nick documentary drops. So you have the founders in there. You have that are speaking. You have artists, CeeLo Green, Luke Skywalker, Uncle Luke, you feel me, in there. You got JD in there. You have a lot of primary.
I know Prime Time in there, man. Oh, yeah. He better be in there.
You got Killer Mike in there. You got Killer Mike even said, "Your mama and daddy was there." Cause think about this, Scrap. And JD said it, and I watched his interview on the Breakfast Club. He said it on the Breakfast Club. He said, "Think about Atlanta in the 90s and think about what it was back then." And a lot of us wasn't even born back then, so we don't even know. So this is a lot of us seeing our probably parents, uncles, aunties
showing their natural black ass.
Natural asses, right? he said, think about it, bro. Atlanta just didn't have one college or just one HBCU. They had four. They have four. Think about that. Atlanta has four HBCUs, right? They have four colleges. So you bring all of that energy to one place. Woo! And as they said, you know, in the preview of the documentary, right? Mark Lamont Hill, shout out to him. He said it. Listen, there is a good image and legacy of Freaknik that we all love and that we all kind of want to know. But then there's the bad side of Freaknik, right? That nobody kind of talks about and gets pushed under the rug. And I think that's what's going to come a lot to the light, too, when it comes to that that experience as well. Freaknik is going to be a documentary I'm definitely watching. You feel me? You know, when we first kind of discussed this, Scrap, you know, a lot of people were upset. Or we're nervous. How about that? That's the better word. We're nervous. Scrap, they was nervous.
Don't get nervous.
Listen, Scrap, and we said it. When we see our parents or our aunties, somebody, mama that we know, or auntie that we know, somebody.
And the thing about this is, think about this Freak Me video. See, y'all be having a lot to say about our generation.
Nah,
y'all be having a lot to say now. And y'all know y'all was the wildest generation.
And here's the thing.
So
this is how I know kind of my mama's generation was a little wilder than ours. Y'all didn't have social media. Think about that, Scrap. You didn't have social media. And if you had a video camera, that shit was handheld. You knew it was a video camera, and people really didn't want you to videotape.
And everybody ain't had no video camera.
Exactly,
because
they was not expensive back then. Right. They not dirt cheap. What, you know.
Nigga had a video camera, he was that dude.
Yeah, you type that, shit. Exactly. You know what you had the video camera, you was that man. You feel what I'm saying? You was the man.
Straight up.
Right? And so, like.
No,
no, go ahead, Scrap.
But whoever held on to this footage for so long,
bruh,
I commend it. Hey, boy, listen. He put that tape at the top of the show. Hey, y'all need to. Hold on, I got one for you.
Let me blow.
Hey, that bitch.
It's
still show like new.
It's been in my lockbox for the last 30 years. I ain't touched it. I ain't touched nothing. All that footage,
man. Ooh. He had that thing put up, man.
And let's just say there's probably more footage out there, right? Let's just make the assumption, Scrap, that there's probably more uncut, never before seen footage out there. And that's why I say, Scrap.
It's on VHS.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's why I agree with you. To a degree, like, yeah, our parents, auntie generation was a little bit more wild because y'all didn't have social media. Y'all just had everybody's eyes. And everybody was being mad, wild, and shit. And then when everybody dispersed, I don't know you. How you doing? What's good? You know what I'm saying?
I raised my grandkids.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, y'all, now you... Now you in the chill.
Now you chilling. Oh, now you.
Don't chill now.
We about to see a lot of booty shaking, niggas twerking, girls twerking, and as they said in the vid, they said it wasn't twerking back then. It was just called booty shaking, huh? Just shaking that ass. You feel what I'm saying? That's all it was. It wasn't this twerking shit. It was booty shaking. That's exactly what. But I'm excited, Scrap. I want to see it. I want to see how many people are recognizable. And I'm not talking about celebrities because we know what celebrities was there. They said Tupac, Usher, Big, all of them. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, we talking about the local folk.
Yeah, Scrap.
Talking about y'all locals.
Yeah,
right here.
Local people. You feel me? Our regular folk. You feel me? So I'm gonna be watching. Y'all check it out. Hulu. March 21st, this Thursday. You feel what I'm saying? Check it out. Clown of the Week, Scrap. I've been wanting to give them Clown of the Week because they need to go.
Trash!
Skip Bayless and Fox Sports. Not necessarily Fox Sports doesn't need to go because I am a true... I love First Things First, and I love The Odd Couple. So those are my two favorite shows. So Fox Sports doesn't need to go entirely, right? But more on the Skip Bayless side of things and Fox Sports, right? Scrap, we were reporting last year, you know, everybody and their mama was as well, about the whole Shannon Sharpe Skip Bayless thing. Right, when Skip Bayless sat here and on Undisputed, he very much disrespected Shannon Sharpe and told him to put his glasses back on. And, you know, Tom Brady was better than you, bop, bop, bop. Really disrespecting that man to his face. And everybody said, from us to the best media people in the game, said that was Shannon's last straw. We all knew that, right? Everybody that probably has sat down at Club Shay Shay has said, when we saw you on Skip, we knew that day was your last day. That was it. So, you know, he leaves. He leaves, and for a moment, you don't know what Shannon Sharpe is going to do, and then boom, right? Club Shay Shay popping off. He's doing so well over at ESPN. He got Nightcap with Ocho. I mean,
boy, and them two are some fools. Do you hear me?
Best duo.
They're the best.
Best duo in fucking media.
No bullshit. Them is some fools.
I'm not even
going to. Them some fools.
They are. I live for Nightcap.
Y'all, hey, listen, y'all got to watch the. Look, y'all got to watch the episode that he talk about the goddamn gas station pills, boy. Oh my God. Boy, listen. I couldn't breathe.
I couldn't. Yo, their stories be mad stupid. I be like, what? I said,
go watch the episode about the gas station pills.
And it's they story. It's just how it's like Ocho is your crazy ass cousin, right? And Shannon is just your crazy ass uncle that they both gonna keep it real, and I love it. And think about this, Grab, and I ain't even think about this, right? My man's Shannon is working at ESPN, right? Shannon working at ESPN. Now, one of his partners that partners with him with Shay Shay Media, which is Club Shay Shay Nightcap, all of the stuff that he's doing, is The Volume. Now, The Volume is ran and owned by one Colin Cowherd. Oh, is HD in the building? Wait a minute. What?
Yeah, I'm trying a little bit. Y'all got to forgive me. You know, so I can't be able to care, but I'm in here.
Y'all.
On the job site and everything.
On the job site and everything.
He's talking about drip. Y'all.
So listen, what we talking about right now, we talking about, I'm giving Clown of the Week to Skip Bayless and Fox Sports, and we just talking about kind of the timeline of like Shannon Sharp from, you know, when he left Undisputed to now. And
I was saying, what's going on?
The Volume, like Shannon works at ESPN. Club Shay Shay and all the Shay Shay Media that he's doing, he's partnered with Colin Cowherd, who runs The Volume, who does his own shows, who also has Draymond Green's podcast on his platform as well, right? Not to say he owns those podcasts, he partners with them. His network partners with Draymond Green, Club Shay Shay, all of that shit. Colin Cowherd still works for Fox Sports. I don't think y'all understand the connection. That is some lit ass independent shit. Right? Now, let me break it down and say why Skip Bayless deserves this clown, because he definitely deserves the clown. Skip Bayless, sometimes you have to understand when the bigger personality is the bigger personality. And you did not do that for 1 second. When people were trying to tell you maybe in the back that, hey, Shannon's light is shining and it's shining brighter and brighter every day, because when Shannon Sharp was on Undisputed, it was damn near, you know, getting to a point where it's about to be neck and neck with First Take. People were watching Undisputed. You had my girlfriend sitting here loving Skip and Shannon. She don't watch sports, but she talking about Skip. I love me some Skip. And I'm like, what the hell?
Not her talking about I love her some Skip.
Yeah, that's she talking great. About love me some Skip. That's how I know it is. So you think about that, right? You let that shit play out, and then you let a lot of other shit play out before that, you know, with the, I think, what was it? My guy who damn near died on the field, right? And you was mad just.
Tua.
Yeah. He was just mad empathetic about that.
Yeah, that DeMar Hill joint, right?
He was just mad disrespectful, empathetic. You know, Shannon didn't come to work, all of that. So fast forward to now, Skip. Your show is trash.
Trash!
I love Keyshawn Johnson. Love.
That's my boy.
Sherm. Love Sherm. Love Paul Pierce. Love everybody that you're bringing on the show. But brother,
but we gonna still pass your shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
We gonna skip.
Yeah. Because you allow you fucked up that relationship, and you probably fucked up a bag for a lot of people. And here's the thing on Fox, and here's the thing on Fox Sports, because y'all know I be watching and observing, right? I be watching and observing. Fox Sports. Oh man, you allow Shannon Sharpe to keep his podcast, which was amazing on Shannon Sharpe's part, right? You now have seen the success of Club Shay Shay and what it's doing, and you are pissed because that was under your umbrella and you let it go. You said, never again. I'm not doing it. What do? You create a podcast under the Undisputed name called All Breaks, No Facts, something like that. Keyshawn Johnson's new podcast or some shit. I see where you're trying to make up shit. Uncle, like, literally, y'all got Colin Cowherd at the end of his videos with his little end credit video talking about, hey, it's Uncle Colin. I said, nigga, when the fuck did we ever call you Uncle Colin?
Trash!
We ain't never called you no Uncle Colin. So the fact that y'all have done that, and the fact that y'all are trying so desperately to try to make up what y'all have fucked up, admit to Uncle the fuck Colin. Up. And maybe you can recoup something back.
Nigga, I ain't never been my uncle. Talk about some uncle.
That's what
Colin.
I'm saying. I said,
you don't.
Colin. I said, Colin. Nobody I said, like I know they Colin. Making you do that, but you ain't got to do that. You ain't uncle. You ain't. I've been listening to uncle you for Colin. Years, bro. I've been listening to you since my time in college,
uncle
bro.
Colin.
I never called you Uncle Colin.
It's Uncle Colin.
You more like the.
I've called.
You,
I've
you
called
know, you
Colin,
more like
nigga.
The. He the distant cousin that don't nobody like. That's who that is.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
I've watched you for years. I ain't never called you Uncle Colin.
So leave a message after the tone.
Beep. So it's just like Skip Bayless's numbers have dropped. They under 100,000, under 50,000 views. You feel me? For Undisputed, like, they don't even come across your YouTube channel like that no more. Like, nobody's listening to you, Skip. Your podcast is not being listened to, Skip, because you have sat here and disrespected too many. And you disrespected one of the biggest personalities in sports who's killing it right now. Killing it. Killing it. I'm trying to get where he at. At least halfway, shit. He killing it. Shannon is killing it. Interview after interview with Club Shay Shay. Nightcap going crazy. ESPN going crazy. The man is doing what he needs to do. And y'all fucked up because y'all thought the white man was always going to be over the black man. And that, as you can see with Keyshawn and Sherm, as much as they can sit here and try to put the pizzazz in there, it ain't doing it. Because that same energy, that spark that was there is gone. It's destroyed.
Facts. But let me put this in there real quick.
You can't rekindle that spark back. Go ahead, HD.
We throw this out there. I don't even want to play the race card. We ain't even going to put just because the white man in there. Y'all just wasn't paying attention to where the money was going.
That's what I mean,
that boy.
Talk to him.
That boy Shay Shay was out here doing things way before.
Well, you
got to
put the
really
race card
on
in there, HD, because they wasn't looking at the green.
But that's what I'm saying. So even if they supposed to be looking at the green, what they thought was, because he kept arguing with Skip, that Skip was just the main person. Skip was their person. But really, Shay Shay was out there doing the thing. Now, don't get me wrong. Shay Shay been kind of questionable nowadays. But still, Aunt still doing his thing.
Don't
you know what I'm saying?
Aunt,
he still doing, you know what I'm saying? Might be a little bit of auntie
bro.
In there. But you know, we're going to let it rock. T. Shay Shay, but you know, ain't nothing wrong with his little razzle dazzle. You know what I'm saying?
He got hip surgery.
All cap aside, though, y'all just wasn't paying attention to where the money was coming from. Really. And now that the money is gone, y'all are sitting here saying, well, he could have stayed and we could have worked it out. No, people can only, like Ty said, people can only get disrespected so much until they say, all right, skedaddle, I'm out of here. And the man's success has blew up. And what y'all didn't know is that demographic that came along with Shannon Sharp has left. Y'all thought it was just old.
Say that one more time for the people in the back, because I don't think they heard you. The demographic that came along.
It's a demographic. Let's just be honest. That's because much as I don't want to continue to put the race card in there, because people are going to say, oh, well, it's because it's white, he's black. No, there's a certain demographic that comes with people. Let's just be honest about that. Yeah. When black people see they own people coming up, they be like, oh, I'm going to watch this show.
Trajectory. Hell, you talking about.
Exactly. And how stuff is moved. So you can't really get mad at people, and y'all should have just kept that element, but y'all should have been able to give some type of disciplinary action to Mr. Skip, because Skip been disrespecting people for a while. I mean, even if we switch over there with him and Steve, he arguing with Steve, but in the same token, Steve been like that for years.
Right.
And they make Steve apologize and everything, just like the other co-hosts, or they out of there. So y'all should have did the same thing with Skip. That would have made people watch more if y'all would have made Skip did something. But, you know, I'm just a consumer. I don't know what I'm talking about. Y'all ain't got to listen.
Because Skip wear jeans and shit, you know, and Nike.
He know Lil Wayne, too. That just makes him so much better. So he's culture. That nigga ain't culture.
Because he know Lil Wayne. That nigga got Jordans.
Yeah, all right. He just as cultured as Chitlins is. Don't nobody know this nigga. He just Chitlins.
He's as cultured as Jerry Jones, bro. Him and Jerry Jones.
That's
tough.
That's tough.
And y'all can take that how y'all want to take that. But when a nigga can sit here and say, "Oh, I got the best rapper alive," like it's just the way you say it. It's just the way you say it. The way you bring him on. Like, and don't get me wrong. As a fan of Undisputed, I wanted to see what Undisputed was going to be like after Shannon left. And at first, I was rocking with it for a minute because, again, Keyshawn and Sherm was keeping the light sort of alive. And then it just died out because that spark scrap is not what we were used to, not what we were accustomed to. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that wasn't what we knew as fans of the show. And so, they dropped the ball, scrap. They dropped the ball. HD has come back in, but they dropped the ball, scrap. They really dropped the ball on this one. I don't know if they're ever going to get back to it. I think first things first. Personally, for me, scrap, I watched that show. I think first things first is going to be the new show now, like Nick Wright, Chris Broussard. I think they're going to be like that new show now. They're up and up. You know, you got Speak out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, Undisputed is not doing it. You feel me? So, we'll see. We'll see. But definitely, y'all was on some clownery because, as HD said, y'all didn't look to the bag, man. Y'all did not look to the green at all. All right, let's get into our What's Trending topics. Where do I want to start? Let's start here because I just want to get this shit out the way. We got Biden and Trump part two. A lot of people are saying the election that we did not want, that we did not need, but it's here, fellas. And I would love to get your reactions to Trump versus Biden part two, 2024.
I know I'm going to get probably a lot of backlash from this.
No.
I ain't going to lie to you. But Trump, the truck drivers need you right now. I ain't going to lie to you. We need you. I ain't going to lie. All the other shit, I can't go with that, bro, because, you know, the government, you know how that shit go. Y'all know how that shit go. As far as us truck drivers, though, Trump. We need Trump. And I ain't gonna lie to you, because this shit is bad out here for us right now. Mm. It is really, really bad. I'm talking about, it's disgusting. It's disgusting, bro. Us bringing home this little money and yeah, boy, we need this shit to switch around. This fuel, I know gas gonna be what gas gonna be and all that,
right.
But at least get this shit where it was 2021, 18, 20, shit like that, man. Like we need Trump in there, man, for the truck drivers. I ain't gonna lie to you, man.
For the truck drivers, okay. HD, what you think? I don't know if he can talk right now. He might be at work. But,
No, I can talk.
Okay. Go ahead. You got it.
I ain't really got nothing to say about neither one of these old niggas. Like, apparently, I'm actually going through the whole process of if I actually want to vote this year. I mean, I know my vote count, but Joe been tripping. He been tripping since he got in office. Trump was tripping when he was in office, and I mean both literal and physical. Like y'all just was just
no bullshit. He was tweaking.
Both. Yeah. I'm talking about.
I don't want none of them in there. You know what I'm saying? But we got to have.
But, we got to have somebody.
If so I had to like, choose, I mean,
can I ask a question?
If I had to choose, it got to be Trump. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Can I ask a question?
For the economy wise, yeah, I kind of agree, which is crazy.
John Kennedy. Is running as independent.
Talking about Mr. Kennedy's son?
Yeah, Mr. Kennedy's son. He's running as an independent this year.
I didn't know that.
And his possible vice president would be Aaron Rodgers.
The baseball player?
Yeah.
Or the baseball. I thought it was a baseball player. You said the quarterback, Aaron Rodgers? Excuse me. The quarterback,
that nigga
Aaron Rodgers?
Said the baseball player? Ah.
Because, you know, I hear Rodgers. Right there. I think I hear Rodgers. No, I mean, like,
the football player.
Play
the football player, Aaron Rodgers. The one that plays for the Jets, who played for the Packers, but now plays for the Jets.
Who said that man got any type of political?
That boy trying to run plays in the government, Lord.
Hey, Lord.
That's crazy.
Now, we know that that's The independent.
That's crazy,
that,
bro.
Right?
I know what it was he gonna run plays for the government.
It was an interesting headline when I seen it.
I ain't gonna take nothing from him because guess what? You had Kane from wrestling be a mayor in his city.
Hell yeah, he was a governor, bro. I think he's a governor.
Yeah. Kane was the governor.
You got Arnold Schwarzenegger as the governor. Schwarzenegger.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Schwarzenegger is a hell of a last name.
Sir, I need you to pronounce it correct. Because you're gonna have people doing stuff they're not supposed to be doing. I'm gonna need you to pronounce it correctly, sir. No, we're not doing that. Pronounce it correctly, sir.
Stop acting like y'all ain't call that man Schwarzenegger. Stop acting like that,
bro.
You're lying. Flag on the play.
Oh my God! Flag on the play. 20 yards, please.
You're lying.
I'm talking about. Throw the flag in the air. Oh,
You said that. I heard you say that.
But that's supposed to be our thing. We're not supposed to be telling that to the masses. Gonna have random folks talking about. Did you hear about Arnold Schwarzenegger? That's crazy. I'm talking about.
Swat about to get these white people in trouble, bro.
Talk about. We thought it was cool. They said it on the podcast. Nah, bro.
Don't go out there saying that shit, y'all.
Y'all be, right. Just because Scrap's saying it, don't y'all be going out there saying
that shit. Oh, shit.
Oh my God, my chest. Oh shit. Oh,
y'all retarded. I'm not doing y'all today. Over here telling our trade secrets. You hush over there.
Hey, it was already out there, man. It was already out there. Stupid. Niggas was saying that shit already. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God, stop, Scrap. My abs hurt. I can't. You guys.
Hey, yo.
Oh, my abs, bro. You got to chill. You got to chill. Listen, listen. I'm low key where HD is. Because you hear so many political pundits just saying like, oh, black people got to vote. We got to get out there and vote. And then if you don't vote, you're not doing it for democracy. And then and all of that. And
well, y'all remember what Joe said. If you don't vote for me, you're not black.
I
was just.
Well, I guess I'm paling. I'm paling in the mall.
I'm talking about, boy. I am. I definitely can't be a hit.
To the day that's that crazy. I die. Do you hear me?
Joe was telling me they not get black. Up
as he's running for president and literally go on one of the most influential radio shows in the fucking world and say,
Boy, you got it out your chest? Quote, that was deep.
If you are not like,
I had to get that out of that. Boy, I got a lot to
right. My bad.
The show. Boy, I had to almost die just then. Y'all are.
Right,
yeah, I heard it. I had to. I'm sorry, y'all. I am so sorry. That was so disgusting.
Get you some Fiji. But listen, you got to get you some Fiji just a little bit.
Man, listen. I almost choked to death just then. God. I ain't going to lie. I had to break it from the roots.
But honestly, and I'll leave it here with it. Like I said, I'm not gonna see. I don't have no plight in this stuff because it's like when you told me that if I don't vote for you, you're not black and you're a white man telling you that pasty ass white man, literally Twilight having ass white man, and you're telling me that. You're not even black. You don't even have the same color pigmentation. The only color that we have same is blood and maybe green in our pockets. You just maybe have more than me.
I mean.
And you got the nerve to sit here and look me dead in my face on this camera and say, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. I will always remember you for that, Joe. But remember, you did sit here and sign and create the 94 crime bill to put our and lock our asses up. Remember that, Joe? It's a lot of Democrats sitting here loving on their president. But then Trump, I don't want your ass in office either, nigga.
I mean, you'll be good for the economy, but
for the economy, absolutely. But then to sit here and put our people into turmoil like that, I'm not here for four more years of that.
But I will say this, it ain't just Trump. It's some of the local governors as well as mayors that's trying to
now,
put old
think,
stuff
I
back
think
into
when
play.
We get there, HD, like on a local level.
Yeah, because like.
We'll vote there.
Because, of course, Trump can. He's kind of like spearheading a lot of that. But I will say that even with him at the forefront of that, you got local politicians who are doing this too. So
And
when
that's
they do
why
say
focus
vote,
be,
make sure
the,
you do
local
your
elections.
Stuff. Yeah,
exactly.
On the local.
Right.
Because, we don't have a president who might be a bigot or whatever, but make sure you focus in on your local, too. And I don't mean just black people. I mean white people, Hispanic people.
Everybody.
Our people. The American people. We talk about our demographic, but still, just do it.
Right. As you just heard, Scrap sitting here saying, like, listen, I don't want neither one of these niggas in this bitch. But as you heard both of them say, if we talking about economy wise,
right?
They literally just said Trump is better. And I'm not saying, listen, the economy did function okay somewhat during the pandemic. Shit, niggas was getting money. We're looking at it now where I can tell y'all right now, a lot of me and my friends, families, whatever, we are still looking for jobs. Jobs are not secure out here. Job hunting is still out here. Even if you have one.
I was just about to say, and then you can have a, I remember a bachelor's was like being the best thing in the world for a job.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, a bachelor's don't mean nothing. Even a master's.
That's a high school diploma.
I'm talking about straight out the jump with it too. Like what you mean? I got that too. You ain't saying nothing, bro. Go on about your business.
Bro, I got a bachelor's and a master's. They looking at me like I'm overqualified or can't pay you that.
Yeah, that word go out a lot over here with me. So overqualified.
I'm like, you
which
know
is
what?
Why I went into entrepreneurship.
So we'll see what happens in this election season. We will definitely keep y'all posted and updated. Black Twitter Doc, I want to get into this really quick. The Black Twitter Doc is coming in May. It explains the era of Black Twitter. Now, particularly for me, I did not experience that much of Black Twitter. I experienced a little bit. I did watch the trailer for Black Twitter. I will say this, fellas. Black Twitter has been around for a long time. And I guess to just see a portion, I guess if you want to say, of Black Twitter being promoted in this film, I would say that you're missing out some key elements and maybe key people. I don't know if you guys know this person, but Philip Lewis was and is a Black Twitter like key figure. That has literally from the depths of Black Twitter, literally I think he works for like the Huffington Post and everything like that. I believe he's from Detroit too. Like my man's literally is a lot of us, like we look to him for the news. You feel what I'm saying? So like, and we was looking to him for the news before he was popping on Twitter the way he was. And so I think there is a lot of key elements that will be probably left out of here, because the Black Twitter that I remember, fellas, you got in trouble for. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? Like, no matter if you were kind of our age at like, 13 to 16, 13 to 18, or even if you was a grown adult using Twitter during that time where jobs will fire you if you talking shit. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you could lose your contract or record deal or deal period if you were talking shit. You feel me? Like, that to me was Black Twitter. And again, I wasn't a part of all the tweets. I don't know all the hashtags and shit like that. But when I did have Twitter and when I would go on Twitter and understand something about social media back then, social media is not what it is now. Social media was definitely more open back then. You had niggas from New York, niggas from California. Like, everybody was everybody. It's not where it's kind of subdivision now. You feel what I'm saying? Like, oh, you can only get people from probably like Florida or where you are in your little in your local area. They have it to where you can do it like that now. Like, social media has evolved that way. It's not what it used to be back in the day. Right? So now you think about it, like, bro, Black Twitter to me was a lot more just of the wild, wild west in a sense. Right? Like, niggas had the news, niggas popped their shit. And if you said anything that was crazy, somebody would find your tweet. And your tweet would either get to your job. Like, people have gotten in trouble and gotten fired because of their tweets. We don't see that shit now, fellas. Niggas getting paid to do to write crazy ass shit on Twitter now. You feel
Wait,
me?
Didn't we do a show when one of the teachers got caught because he said some old wild stuff on Twitter?
Yeah.
We did a show about that. Yeah. I want to say a year or so ago. So it was like, you know, Twitter. You definitely got a point.
Twitter, Black Twitter, I guess during, and they based it basically off like they went back so far as the Oscar So White. And, you know, Oscar So White happened kind of during the 2016 Black Lives Matter and everything like that. So if you want to go back, if you want to go back there, that's fine. But if, again, as a lot of people said on their podcast who were way more involved with Black Twitter than I was. If you're going to go back there, you got to stop getting so many, I guess, if you want to say B, C, D list celebrities, and go where the real people actually were making Twitter pop, right? Now, I'm not saying they weren't valuable to what it was, but I, you know, when we make these documentaries about our culture, sometimes I feel like we need to give love to the ones that actually started the shit, key figures in the shit that don't maybe have a name right now. The regular degular folk, ain't nothing wrong to give the regular degular folk some shine. That's all I'm saying, y'all. That's all I'm saying. That's it. That's it. Anything y'all got to say before I get off the talking?
Nah, no, not at all. All
right. All right. So, where do I want to go here? let's go LeBron, bro. Let's go LeBron. LeBron James, man. LeBron James, he took a stroll. You know, he was in his car, and LeBron James was listening to some real good R&B music. You know, Scrap, that R&B music where you know where you know you fucked up at home. You know what I'm saying? You know you cheated on your lady. You know what I'm saying? And now she don't want you back, and you playing some Minnie Riperton. You feel what I'm saying? You know, you playing some Come and Talk to Me. You know what I'm saying? You playing some Come On Baby Back Home to Me. You feel what I'm saying? You playing some Anthony Hamilton. You playing some shit that's on your heart. You know, and LeBron was playing that shit. And everybody just, I guess, thought that this was about him losing the Sacramento Kings game earlier that day. No, it wasn't that. Now, I could be making an ass of myself because I am assuming. But, Scrap, we talked about my man's getting touchy and feely with Jeannie Buss. And her friend over there, who also works for the Lakers, right? We talked about that, yes?
Yeah.
And I told you I got killed in the comments because people were just like, oh, well, that's Jeannie Buss. That's a white woman. And I said, like, okay, so I said that's a white woman.
Said that to say what?
And you said that to say what? And then I asked a commenter told me, like, why is this even up here? Like, he works for the, like, he plays for the Lakers. Like, why is this even up here? I said, so would your boss, who is a female, probably do the same thing to you? And would your wife be okay with it? He said, actually, yes. I said, Cap, shut the fuck up. Get off my line. Because if you've seen the USC game pictures and everything, and I'm definitely that person, I'm looking at Savannah's face. Savannah don't look happy. And you playing music like that in the car. I've been in the car and I've played the music where you know you done fucked up. Huh? Come on now. We done played that. All of us on this broadcast done played that type of music where we know we done fucked up with our lady. Stop playing. Everybody that's listening, watching, every man sitting at home that's listening and watching to this, you know you done played that type of music. Ain't won by no damn basketball game. You ain't playing that shit after you done lost on the street ball court. Nigga, you going to play you some Tupac. Nigga, you going to play some rap. Nigga, you're playing some sad, heartfelt R&B music when you know you fucked up. And what do we say, Scrap? We didn't say he fucked up. We just said you didn't sit here and tell them ladies to move. We didn't say you didn't do anything, but you didn't do anything to stop him. And that is the argument that your wife of 20 years is going to bring to you. And what is it going to be your rebuttal, LeBron? Oh, I'm LeBron James. Bitch, I'm Savannah James, ho. Fuck is you talking about? I will burn this bitch down to the ground like waiting to exhale. Don't fuck with me. That's how I would think Savannah James is acting right now. Because you've embarrassed me. Not with one, with two white women. I don't give a damn that they fucking own the Lakers. I don't give a damn that one of them is the friend that owns the Lakers. They're two white women for the people in the comments. Them owning the team does not exhiberate their race. Fuck are we talking about?
Nothing.
So, yeah, him taking
nigga,
that drive.
Did you just say exhiberate?
I did. It was wrong.
Exhiberate. My God.
I did. Look that up in the Urban Dictionary. The Urban Dictionary.
Exhiberate. It does not exhiberate the existence of what happened.
Never.
The hard ER on the end of that.
The hard exuberate, nigga. Don't play with me, bro. Like, and it's not even about LeBron, but it was just about the people in the comments like, yo, stop. Like, because y'all know Savannah James is not about that. That, like, you embarrassed her.
Come on, man.
You embarrassed
her. And for
her.
All y'all talking about your wife, but your wife coming there and see you sitting with two females. It don't even matter what
Scrap,
color they
talk
is.
To him. Scrap, because we're some regular, know mine. Regular niggas.
First
talk
of all, because I know mine. HD know my lady. Let me be somewhere sitting between two females. Bro. That's,
it could be your cousin. Who
no,
is that?
No.
Bro.
Who is
Bro,
that?
Wait. They ain't even got to be touching
Who
you.
Is that?
It's
no,
you
I'm talking about you sitting
of.
There quietly, crisscross applesauce, ain't Apple touching sauce. Nothing, ain't doing
who
nothing.
Who the fuck you, is these?
Who bitches? Are they? Who are they? I don't know.
Come on,
they
bro.
I don't you? Know. They just sitting here. Oh, so you just
oh, yeah?
happen to
so
sit
oh, yeah?
in between.
So,
it's going to be a whole
thing. So wait.
So
that's
you
where
doing
you
the sit
at? So that's where
so
you
doing the
sit
So you doing the sit. Huh? You doing the sit.
So you doing the sit.
Now, hold on.
So you doing the sit.
I'm going to let hey. So, hey, you can have them hoes. Like, I ain't even with these hoes. I'm not with them. I'm not
I don't even know them. I don't even know them. What's going on?
Hey, I don't even know you them. They just here.
Now you sitting there with the I ain't with the whole space.
Just talking about what did they do? I don't know. They really not, I really don't know. Who are they? Who are they? I don't know.
You're just gonna be like, you can have them hoes and walk away.
Now you sitting there with the I ain't with the hoes face because you lost oh, right wow. now. You don't even know what just happened.
Over here just trying to explain yourself out of the situation. Babe, I'm somebody else's hoes. You not my hoes. You somebody else's hoes.
Because listen, you know when she says some shit like that and walk away and you look
it's
confused,
a
it's a wrap.
Hang it up.
Nigga,
hang it up,
it's
bro. Hang it up, bro.
You don't even want
man,
to
wrap
say,
it up.
Man.
Oh shit, but Scrap is not wrong though. We are not wrong though. LeBron, you know you fucked up. So when you
but look,
know you
it,
fucked up,
it just depends. How, if your wife like it, we love it. But
listen,
in our society,
it.
You know.
But,
you know that ain't fly. You know as well as we do.
You know
he went to go buy her a brand new Rolls Royce, a fresh ring,
HD,
or something.
I'm
know.
Saying
he ain't just get off scot free.
Listen, y'all, we say what we just said was just off of us potentially sitting in the middle of them and just watching the game, no touching, no talking.
Y'all to have her head on his shoulder. Like she just been
listen,
on the best date ever.
Janie Buzz had, listen, Jeannie was sitting there and literally leaned over on his shoulder and laid there. The other
but where was his wife,
though?
I do got a question. Where was his wife?
On his bicep.
Where was his wife?
And that was my question. That was my question. Well, we lost Scrap. I think he in the wilderness. We'll
yeah,
get
probably.
Him back. We'll get him back. But. Oh, we got him in the building. Oh, we got Scrap in the building too. Oh, this is a reunion. I'm loving it. So literally, I don't know. I don't know what the
hold on, give me a second.
I don't know, HD. I don't know what listen, you messed up. You messed up just a little bit. You know, just a little bit. Well, a lot of bit. You know, because you, listen, as LeBron James, you just have to do those type of things in private. Right?
Or at least, you know what? I'm going to just say it like this, and I'm going to leave it alone. Hopefully you had a conversation with your wife, and she understood what was going on, because ain't no way any normal man, unless y'all doing that nasty, what they call it, cuckolding.
Yep. I don't whatever, think Savannah going for that.
Ain't, no, I don't think no wife going for that unless y'all get down like that. So unless that's the case, bro, I think you should be doing what you're supposed to do, because, every other man was probably like, man, if he get off of this, why my wife tripping? Don't be LeBron. You ain't LeBron, man. I'm telling you right now. Okay. To the guy who listening, who could be like, hey, I could do what LeBron did. No, you cannot.
No, you cannot.
Don't do it. You got to go home. You got to.
Okay. She's going to fuck you up. Okay. She's going to probably burn you out. We don't need that. All right. We don't need that. Yeah, Glow. Glorilla. Glorilla has been in the news. First of all, shout out to Glorilla, bro. Hopefully, friend of the pod. We love Glorilla over here. She's amazing. You feel what I'm saying? Glorilla is absolutely phenomenally amazing. I love her song, Yeah, Glow. I be playing that in the gym. I'm not even going to lie to you. That be getting me hype. You feel what I'm saying? We love you, Glorilla. Here's the thing. They had my man's, they got a pastor out here. And as I told y'all in the beginning, I love when preachers can sit here and kind of meet people halfway. Right. Because sometimes the heavy preaching and sometimes the inability to kind of connect with the youth, sometimes gets lost in scripture and in teaching. Right. And so, we want to play this video and just show y'all how sometimes, this is how where scripture meets the culture and entertainment, and they intersect. You understand what I'm saying? So let me just show y'all real quick for those who are watching and for those who are listening. Here you go. Give me 1 second.
She's from Memphis. Her name is Gloria Hallelujah Woods. Some of you might know her as Glorilla. Yes, Glorilla. Yes, Glorilla has a song called Tomorrow, and she makes this statement that blesses me. She says, every day the sun don't shine, but that's why I love tomorrow. And I'm talking to some people that life ain't been the kindest to you, but you understand that what Big Mama said all the time was right, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Joy comes in the morning. Glorilla, listen, this is how you sit here and continuously, this is how you intersect kind of scripture, teaching, culture, entertainment. Right. This is where you do that. Scrap, you back? Oh, did we lose Scrap? Did we lose?
Hold on, y'all. Give me a second. I think my headset or something ain't doing right now. Uh-oh.
All right. No problem. All right. But literally, Glorilla is literally out here doing it. She was out here with Joe Biden. I believe like at a maybe White House brunch or whatever it was, Joe talking about some, yeah, Glow, you know what I'm saying? Glow talking about some, yeah, Joe. And I'm like, oh my God, here we go. Right. Like you gotta appease to the young crowd somehow, right? Somehow, some way to get some votes. Right. But shout out to Glorilla, man. Again, she just been killing it out here in these streets, man. I hope she gets, just more partnerships, more promotions. You feel what I'm saying? Like just everything coming to her. You feel what I'm saying? All right, let's get into our topic of the week.
Oh yeah.
Now,
I've been waiting on this.
Black woman, I asked y'all in the beginning of the show to ponder this question. Mm-mm. I asked y'all to Mm-mm. ponder this question. Mm-mm. And I asked y'all, black women, Would you go to Dubai and become a porta potty? Now, I said a sporta potty, right? I spelled it wrong, but that's okay. Mm. But would you become a porta potty, right? Mm. And I asked this question because we have a video of a black woman saying that she wants to become, or that she was, a porta potty. Let me play the video.
Porta potty patty.
And we will discuss on the other side.
Porta potty patty.
Dubai to become a porta potty. And if you don't know what that is, it's women who come to Dubai and get pooped on for $50,000.
Now, I'm going to play it again for the people in the back that may not have heard it again. Okay. Just,
you got to play the whole video.
Just for y'all to play it. Okay.
You got to play the whole video.
No, I only clipped up this part because that whole video, I don't want to hear it. Black woman living in Dubai. No, shut the fuck up. No, I don't want to hear that shit. Nope. But we'll play it again for y'all to hear that she is a porta potty, but I want y'all to hear how much she's making. Okay, I want y'all to hear how much she's making. Let's bring Scrap in really quick. Hold on, Scrap.
Yeah.
Okay, we back. So we gonna play the video one more time for the people in the back that may not have gotten how much she's making as a porta potty, and I want y'all to specifically hear what a porta potty is. Okay, so we're gonna play it one more time.
Dubai to become a porta potty. And if you don't know what that is, it's women who come to Dubai and get pooped on for $50,000.
Now,
you dookie demon.
When I was sent this video, I was like, hold on. Black woman living in Dubai. Now, when I think about black women living in Dubai, I'm not necessarily thinking this. I'm necessarily thinking, like, you know, they live in, they got, you know, they doing their
thing. I'm using a voice assistant to convert your voice to text and respond to you.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Please stay
on the phone. Who's responding to us?
Who's responding to us, Grab?
Yeah, Glow.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, Glow. Right.
Wait for it. Yeah, Glow. You know what I'm saying?
But HD Scrap, I mean, what do you think? What
man
is it? I did ask the fellas kind of off mic. I did ask because me and my girl were curious. Is this a $50,000 kind of flat fee? And I get to shit on you and maybe pee on you as much as I want? Or is this maybe, as HD said, maybe an 8-hour shift where every hour I get 50 G's and you shit on me as much as you want to for 8 hours?
Hey, yo, that's tough. Why?
Right?
Just why?
Because if we talking about black girl living in Dubai, right? If we go in there and you telling us you're getting shitted on. Because the first song that came to my mind was Nicki Minaj, Shitted On Him, Did It On Him. Right? That was the first song that came to my mind. Shitted On Him. Man, I just shitted on him.
I'm back in here, man.
Yeah, you back in here, Scrap.
Who we talking about? Doodoo Main.
Doodoo, Porta Patty, yeah.
Listen, I came in just in time.
Porta Patty.
I missed the video.
Now, Scrap, this is as I said, this is the curious thing about Porta Patty. Porta Patty, I don't know if Porta Patty is, if this is a flat rate for Porta Patty or if this is an hourly thing for Porta Patty.
Oh, this is a flat rate.
Oh, this is a flat rate.
This got to be. Ain't no hourly. This
got to
be. This flat.
Ain't no hourly.
So how long are you doing this for?
It's 50 a per sitting. I know it is.
I'm about to say, it got to be per sitting. You ain't just finna just go through one person and just get six people and it's $50,000.
And you get it dookied on, like.
So it's $50,000 per person?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Is it 50,000 per dookie or per person?
Purdue, I'm guessing.
It gotta be, because ain't no way.
Gotta be.
Ain't no way. Gotta be.
They gotta be.
Because what if you? Because what if you? Because what if he shit out a big ass turd?
Well,
then I might have to charge you 75. I don't know.
That's tough.
What you say? 75. First of all, I'm sorry. I'm out her. She not here. But
and
she,
is you rubbing it in or like is you like?
Yo,
I don't know.
Scrap. Come on now. You not scrap. Come on now. Nah.
Some old clean and clear. Some old clean and
listen,
clear.
But no, we not doing no proactive. We not going proactive on that.
I'll talk about Neutrogena.
No, not no Neutrogena.
Neutrogena.
Listen, bro.
That's nasty.
Like, that shit just threw me off, bro. Cause you don't look bad. You got a little ass and shit like that. But God damn it, man.
As a pretty girl, I'm thinking myself, like,
if you're getting paid $50,000, you paid for it. That's dookie money that paid for that.
Dookie money.
I wonder how many times, now that I see somebody
in the comments say, I hope this shit work out for you.
Stop.
Hey,
that was the one right there. That was the one.
Hey,
because I really do hope that this shit works out for you, and I mean that literally and figuratively. But I'm just curious, y'all. If you okay. Because listen, I'm
because she ain't the first one.
Because here's
but y'all remember this was a trend. This was a trend about 2-3 years ago when this came out.
Bitches,
it's been happening.
That's true.
It's motherfuckers out here doing this shit for free. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm talking about
it's motherfuckers out here doing this shit.
All in their bedroom. Crazy.
And don't tell how you know, Scott. I don't know. But I know somebody out there doing it for free. Okay? I don't know because I don't do that type of shit. Don't ask me how I know. I just know motherfuckers out here doing it for free. All right? She getting 50,000 while she doing the shits.
Where do you think she's getting pooped on?
Everywhere. Oh, it got to be everywhere, a destination.
You said everywhere?
I'm talking about.
Even in the mouth?
I don't think she's eating it.
It depends. Hold on now, Scrap.
She could be.
Hey, I don't want to talk about this no more. Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it either.
Well,
don't act like y'all ain't sit there and watch two girls in one cup.
Don't
y'all
send,
have seen that
hold on. Don't send it in the group chat. And not to get talked
y'all
about.
Y'all don't watch two girls in one cup. She done brought it to life.
And then here's the thing to the girl. Don't post it on social medias thinking that we ain't going to talk about it. Because I'm going to go there with your crazy ass.
I wanted to ask a question, too. I was like, is she a world traveler and she just trolling and doing that? Or is she being for real? Because I was like, ain't no way that you really just
ain't no way. Because I'm not.
Bruh,
how down bad do you have to be? How down
bad?
Like, explain to me how down bad did you got to be?
I'm just gonna fly to Dubai and get shitted on. Like, this nigga.
This been happening for years. I've heard rumors about this since 2020, 2019, before COVID.
I can understand 2020, right? You understand what I'm saying? Especially if you still over there on another country and you gotta live over there during COVID.
That's tough. You gotta make some type
of money, right?
I don't think that's the way you should make money. Drive a cab, do Uber, don't.
They can't do Uber over there.
Oh, they wanna be rich. She wanted to be rich. She wanted to live a lifestyle. She wanted to go shopping every day.
They can wash that off. You know, they got showers.
They're going to be rich with whole kernel corns on your chest, woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, just out here.
I wonder if they peeing on them, too. I wonder if peeing on you.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I'm talking about R. Kelly golden showers. That is tough.
It's a browning shower she got.
Here's the thing. As HB said, I don't know if a lot of people in Dubai, shout out to all the people in Dubai that possibly listen to us, but I don't know if they eat the best. You know?
I don't know if they eat their leafy greens.
I don't know what they vegetables might. For sure, but I don't
know. They don't eat beef.
You know that shit is spicy over there.
Yeah, listen, the spices be spicying.
The spices. And you know that spiciness running right through you.
Oh my God, diarrhea flow.
Trash!
Y'all boys.
So wait, now I got I have some more questions. So if it's diarrhea flow, is it an extra 50,000 wow?
Oh God!
Cause you got it. Hey, listen, this is level. Y'all already know I'm going here. I'm going there. Since she wanted to post
it might be. Packages. I'm going there. You know what I'm saying?
Scrap.
It might
be packages, HD, like, you just can't say okay. Packages. I'm getting shitted on $50,000. Okay, because there's different types of shit.
So it can be like. So the if solid, you get you know, if, you if get I get 50,
solid poop. Right, solid poop 50. is 50. If you got if the you coming from the listen, if you coming from the club, if you coming from the club, and you done ate all this shit, and you done drunk
eating
all this
weed,
shit,
drinking that shit,
yeah, oh, that's Lord. An extra 100K on top.
And
of
I'm
that
already knowing you ain't you a porta potty, so you getting pissed and shit on.
Oh,
you ain't just getting shit
God.
At all.
That is
cause right
and
oh,
listen
right or wrong.
And scrap
right
hold
or
on.
Wrong when you do it you pee
hold on scrap hold on hold on hold on scrap.
Okay.
Hold up wait a minute I got another one for y'all hold on wait hold on
okay.
Porta potties don't flush.
Oh. They don't they just sit down and
I'm just saying. Good. Let me turn that up and say.
Good.
I'm just saying.
That is
what,
tough.
What is that doing for your skin? That can't not. That cannot be good for your skin.
I'm just
like,
good. I'm just saying.
Dookie,
she
good
might have
for your
eczema.
I've been in a lot of listen, scrap HD. And I would think y'all.
She
I
got
think,
dermatitis over that motherfucker.
dermatitis. But here's the thing, y'all, and I think y'all can agree with me. We've been in enough porta potties to know them things is nasty, them things is filthy.
Exactly.
They don't keep them clean.
I don't even like going. I don't even like
exactly.
Bro,
exactly. We've been in enough. Right. We've been
listen,
enough in them to know
hey,
we don't want to go
no
in
bullshit.
Them. We don't
no
use
bullshit.
Them.
One behind the tree.
Porta potty.
Right.
One behind the tree.
But turn a nigga like me. Tree. A nigga like me, HD, you want to see us be gay for like 30 seconds, no homo? Let us gotta go in that goddamn porta potty. Nigga
you
turned gay. Oh my God!
I can't do it. Oh my God! I cannot do it. This is so. Just can't do it. This is so
what
disgusting.
What y'all say? Y'all turn a little sassy
so
right there.
I'm talking about
30 seconds.
Come all the way up
my,
there.
Oh my goodness. Listen, bitch. Listen.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. You can't
oh,
make me.
Oh, shit. I'm just saying, man. Like Scrapper HG said, bro. That's nasty.
Super.
Your hygiene, I don't know if it's fucked up. I don't know what you're doing. Maybe I hope you washing your ass every time. You know what I'm saying? I hope I hope you bring a pair of clothes and some soap and I hope you
and
I
like,
hope you have a whole routine.
I just got one other question. One
yes.
last question. Is you in the room with it or where you live at or like
you got to be in the bathroom?
Nah,
like
I think they got to get in the room. Nah, I think they in the room.
This
they
shit up.
They got.
But how you cleaning it up though?
To
Scrap's point though, HD, how you cleaning it up though? If you in a room, you got to be in the bathroom.
Hey, look,
like
I think
just got
it's like some. It's like a twister room in there. You know, different
not
colors.
A twist, y'all, you a wild boy. Shut your ass up. That is nasty as hell. Yeah. Y'all some wild
saying,
boys
like
today.
I'm just saying.
Nigga.
On the floor.
Let me put my left
right
hand on red.
Right foot on green.
That's
you know
nasty.
God. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you.
All right, y'all. I guess what's the final comments here for this for her or for this or for
ma'am, hey, it looks good on
you.
I shit you not.
I
Hey, I shit boy. You not. Shit.
Oh man,
that's crazy. Man.
Porta Patty.
Porto Patty.
Porto Patty. I love
the Dookie Demolisher.
Dookie Demon.
The Pooper Scooper.
Pooper Patty.
You know what I'm saying? Pooper Patty.
Dookie
oh,
Patty.
Oh, gosh. No, Poopy Patty.
Poopy Patty. Yeah, Poopy Patty.
Poopy Patty. Out here getting sharts and everything. That's oh, tough. God. Anyway.
And golden showers. Don't yeah. forget about that. Golden oh, showers as well, probably.
Drip, drip, drip. Drip, drip. Soaking wet. Be on you. That yeah, is crazy.
That's nasty.
Dirty.
That is dirty. That is some
dirty.
That's nasty.
That's tough.
All right, y'all. We about to get out of here. HD, what you got to say to the people before they get out of here? I know they missed you.
Hey, man, I know I came on a little late, but I be working. Clearly, I'm over here working and grooving, so I missed y'all. I had to come see what y'all about. But, hey, y'all continue to make sure y'all follow the kid, follow the podcast. Y'all got all the info. Y'all know what I'm looking for. I continue. I love the new followers, man. I don't post that many videos, but y'all still showing nigga love, man. So I appreciate y'all, man. And, hey, man, I will catch y'all when I can. You boy doing this entrepreneurship, so I ain't as readily available, but I'm here. That's all right? True. Bet that up.
All right, Scrab, what you got to say to the people before we get up out of here?
What it do? Listen, first of all, don't be out here getting shitted on for free, I guess. Oh!
What'd you say, Scrab? If you're going to do it, make a buck.
You
God damn
it. Get you some money out of it, baby. That's all I'm saying. Some of y'all get peed on and shitted on for free. Second thing. I want to talk about this on our next show. I know I see a lot of posts, and it always will be about cheating this, cheating that, cheating this. I just want to know, for all the people that don't cheat, do you think that make you the good person in the relationship because you didn't cheat? Or
I can tell you no.
Make you the better person because you didn't cheat.
Not at all.
Because you got however that is.
And I can tell you as a nigga who don't. No, it don't. It because you is there's a lot more flaws in your box. Huh.
But yeah. You know other people don't think that you know oh, cheating is top. Of course. Just top it off. You know what I'm saying? So
scrap. The niggas that's like that are the niggas that cheat the most. You gotta watch out for niggas like that. That just be sitting here spouting that nonsense. You feel what I'm saying?
Facts. But man, to all my listeners, all our listeners, all our followers, subscribers, man, you know I love y'all to the T. Keep telling a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, cause we going up, baby. I told y'all we going up. Oh shit, man, y'all keep doing y'all thing, y'all keep going up, and we're gonna holler at y'all, man. I'm a truck driver, be safe too, man. So, yeah, man, that's it for me. Badoom,
man. Listen, I love y'all. Y'all be easy, stay breezy. Have a great, great rest of your day, rest of your week. We'll be back for TOB Saturdays to talk more on what's going on in the news and everything like that, entertainment and socials, of course. And, y'all be sure to check out our network, Epic Echo Pro. Shout out to the Epic Echo community real quick. As much slander as I get from the comments, I love y'all none the same. You feel what I'm saying? Because y'all continue to build the platform. Y'all continue to love on the platform. And I'm going to continue to love on y'all and comment and everything like that. And here's the thing. I do have my own system in how I comment to y'all. Just don't think I'm commenting just to comment. I know what I'm doing. I'm smart. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't got these degrees for nothing. And trust me, y'all don't get my panties wrapped up in the bunch because obviously y'all commented on my stuff. So obviously I'm doing my job to get engagement.
They got the thongs on their shit.
You feel me? Like panties in a bunch. You feel me? But listen, it's all good because we love y'all. None the same. All the haters, you feel me? We love y'all. And all of our subscribers and lovers, we love y'all too. For real. Epic Echo community is going up, so y'all continue to run the numbers up, continue to do so. Merch is coming soon. I will be bringing some merch in early April, so that will be coming very, very soon. Look out for hat, hoodies, shirts, sweaters are coming very, very soon. Maybe before, but I'm hoping for an early April release. All right. So look out for that. Look out for the website for that. The Black Men Win Scholarship Fund will be starting up soon as well. So I'm getting on that as well. So I'll have more information about that. And yeah, just check out all of our other podcasts at our website, epicechopro.com. That is epicechopro.com. You can check out this podcast and others on our website. And, you know, you can watch us right here on Epic Echo Productions, right here on our YouTube channel. All right. We love y'all. We thank y'all. And this has been another one. Y'all be easy. Stay breezy. And I will see y'all next week on the next one. Peace.